here and would have watched a few get-ons in his time. And for racing media, Mick, it's been a trailblazer, and they're the type of shows we need to keep people interested and entertained in racing. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, I'm good, brother, mate. I agree. Look, you need all forms of shows, but the customer experience of racing is crucially important, and people like having fun. The shows are immensely popular in New Zealand. We used to have, when they had on Sky, the Thoroughbred Central show, Racing Retro, about 5 years ago, it was quite popular. But the new version of that, probably not so much. It doesn't resonate with the Kiwis as much anymore. And we've got our own Gallup's Review show now, so those people tend to go towards that. But Get On's a show that people like. So it's probably, I would say, the most watched of the Australian shows, of all the form shows. That's totally unbiased. But we need to talk about something else. Your display this morning, Michael, this is not a comment. We've known each other for a long time. It's more of an intervention. Going in a public video with your collar up. I'm severely worried. Either you own a yacht and you are on your yacht at the time, or you started smoking crack cocaine at the young age, mate, because there's something completely wrong with that, Michael, on so many levels.
This is a shirt my wife bought for me.
The boys getting around you made them... I'll speak to some of the boys and we'll probably come back here.
I remember you and Adam Hamilton back in the Sydney days with, I think, collars popped at walking around Tharins and some of the old Sydney haunts as well.
Mate,
so.
I was 22, Michael, and it's been a long time since you've been 22. Mate, your kids are almost 22.
Let's talk about something important, and that is the racing. What are the highlights this weekend from a New Zealand perspective?
Well, the big news which crosses over between Victoria and New Zealand is that Nathan Purden, you'll know the name, he's the son of Mark Purden, of course, is moving to Victoria. He's been training with Crandalkey or Chrissy Dalkey in partnership. So he's got the best three-year-old in New Zealand. But he's moving to Victoria to set up camp. Now, this comes a week after the announcement that his father, Mark, is semi-retiring and taking a step away from harness racing. Well, Nathan's telling me last night that his dad is going to come to the yearling sales of Nathan and do some shopping in Victoria and in Sydney. And Nathan's going to set up there. And Mark said to him casually, I might speak to some of my owners about maybe setting up a horse or two. This could be the first time since I've been covering harness racing there's a significant Purden footprint in Victoria, Michael. And you don't need to segue very far to think, okay, if a self-assured or one of those horses is coming to Victoria, all of a sudden they've got somewhere to stay. And if Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmussen decide to have a mini team or a boutique team, or Hayden Cullen, who's taking over their property, he's got a team of good horses, all of a sudden they could be sneaking over to Victoria and setting up with the son. So I've got a funny feeling this story's got quite a bit of legs. Nathan Purden moving to Victoria, but not in competition with Dad. Maybe Dad patting him on the back and saying, hey, we might find some horses for you, son. That could be a nice little boost for Victoria. A week or two afterwards, confirmed Anthony Butt is moving there too. So, interesting times in harness racing over there. And to be honest, the more good horse people, the better for the industry.
That is very interesting, especially with what's going on aside with that, with Emma Stewart and Clayton Tonkin as well, and their plans to kind of branch off into the thoroughbred world. So that is very interesting. And speaking of thoroughbreds, gee, we've got some nice races over in New Zealand this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of listed three-year-old races. The three-year-olds went to Rickett in some of the good ones, and you know, they're having a spell, and now the next wave are coming through. And this is when the wave who wins the Derby tends to come through in New Zealand. And whoever wins the Derby in New Zealand goes awfully close to winning the ATC Derby in Sydney about a month later. The listed races for the three-year-olds today out of Otaki. Track D has come up as a heavy 10, so that's going to be really interesting. Also a very good two-year-old race. Then they head to Ellerslie on Saturday, Michael. So it's one of those really weird meetings. Like, you just know these are good horses, but there's about 30 three-year-olds racing. You're not sure which one. So it's almost like late August, early September in Victoria. So look out for those horses today. I can't tip you one today because it's raining at Otaki. So I don't have a really deep thought or database on these horses on heavies because most of them have only had one start, as your good three-year-olds tend to do before they head to the listed company. But it's going to be really interesting over the next couple of weeks to see how that all pans out because, yeah, a lot of these are the horses you know are going to end up in the Classics.
Gee, all right. Well, so no tip this week. We'll have a watching brief. I've got an SMS which has just come through from a loyal listener who says he knows you well, saying, don't worry about Michael's popped collar. Ask McGeeran how he tends to look younger each and every year.
Yeah, I could sleep a lot. That helps. not even kids help, Mickey Blue. I can tell you that much too. bizarrely, I looked older than 25 when I was 25, and now I'm 50. I look younger, so I don't know how that works.
There's some good doctors around, Mickey. You know that. Have a good weekend, mate.
Have a great weekend, and mate, as I said, dips the collar and stuff, mate. Me, Richo, some of the boys, Fizz, we'll pop around, mate, because it's just not right.
Good on you, Mick. Best in the business from New Zealand, Mickey Gear.